Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful to be with you. I really am on this August 8th day, 2021. We're going to look at what to do with our life. I giggle and I laugh at this because here we are given this beautiful existence called our life. And we tend not to know much about it, nor do we care to know much about it. We are living basically in the ideas and the ideals of our human body, our genetics, our DNA. We limit our entire life, our whole concept of our life is based on our humanness and trying to alter it or to make it different or better. And in this alteration of getting better and having a different life than other people or a better life than other people, which we pit ourselves against other people and compare, we are to find the meaning of our life. Very few people that I know, very few, even in the day when we were in the thralls of maybe trying to understand humanity in the sense of finding its causation, its realization, its potential, that kind of thing, the years of potential, very few people really wanted to know that much about themselves. It's demanding. It's too much for people. It's overwhelming when they come to think about who they are, what they are, and what they've made of themselves. All of these things pertain to a deep, deep depression that comes over them. And to be very honest with you, most of us don't come from great stock. My mother and father were nothing to sneeze at. I guess you can see that in certain ways. But they were very, very average, to say the least, maybe below. I don't consider them to be important people. You couldn't Google them and find out what their life was all about. But nevertheless, they had no clue, and they passed that on to me, and I bucked that. I always have, always did, and I wanted to know, what is it about me that made me a me? That was very, very important. How do I know I'm me? I used to just think about that all the time. So when I would interact with kids, it was difficult because they could have cared less. They wanted to be something other than what they were. They weren't much interested in who and what they are. And that lends to a great deal of difficulty in this world because we have a lot of people running around who just don't know who they are, and they wait for the final curtain and then scream and yell about dying and that whole thing when they never really lived at all, ever, in their life. You can go all over the world. You can eat everything that is edible. You can meet all sorts of people and move into all sorts of cultures in your travels and still not be aware of your own life. And that is something that most people just don't believe. They think the more experiences you have, the more of a person you really are and blah, blah. Yeah, so I get questions. I do. I get a lot of questions about the spiritual practice and what it is, how it works, and how it pertains to life. And here we go. The first question comes from Howard. He does not want me to tell you where he lives. That's what he says. But he lives in the Midwest, I can tell you that. What are we to do with our lives? Are we to be so serious about them that we have no fun? Fun is what life is all about to me, Howard. And then he goes into, you know, what are we supposed to do? He's kind of mocking me, and that's okay. Saying, you know, a spiritual practice sounds like a bore, and that's what he was talking about here. That's the premise of his question. You know, Howard, I don't know if the spiritual practice is a bore. It isn't to me. I find it fascinating, but I don't care what the human part of me, the Gregory, thinks of it. I really don't care whether he likes it or not. Something other than Greg has overtaken my life for most of my lifetime here on this earth. I don't really care if he gets it or doesn't. I don't really care if he wants other things that he feels ripped off because he never went to Europe or something stupid like that. I don't really care. That's not the premise. My calling has always been, why am I here? Who am I? And what should I be doing here? When I was a little boy, as I said earlier, that's what it was really all about. No fun? You think that the practice is not about having fun? There are some very sobering moments in the spiritual practice. There really is. Moments where you realize what you and I have done to ourselves. And in those moments, it can be very painful. It can be very humiliating. But that's a part of this whole life experience. The way I look at it is, Howard, it isn't about having fun. That is not, for me, what life is all about. Fun can be included. There's certainly nothing wrong with having fun. I laugh all the time. I have my little experiences here and there. It's not about fun. It's about the awakening, realization. What are we doing here? The problem with most of us is we can't imagine a better life than the one we imagine we could have here on Earth. That's the problem. We can't see beyond our own nose. And if you can't see what's beyond your current state of thinking, if you can't get beyond your own thinking, then there is a lot of things going on within you that need to be realized or resolved. And if you don't have that realization, that resolve, you won't understand what you're doing. What could it possibly mean to have a life filled with all sorts of dramas and excursions into other cultures and travel and friendships, what we call friendships, as a diversion to ourselves? I mean, what do we do with ourselves? How do we live with ourselves? And is my living with myself the, shall we say, offense to someone else? I mean, really look at it for a moment. You look at your life, you look at the way you live your life, you look at how life operates within you, and then you go out into the world and try to ignore it, try to ignore the person you've become, not understanding there's something deeper than that person that you have become. Is it just where you stop in your life and you don't mature, you don't grow, you don't expand, you don't wonder at least what you are, how you got here? And is this you that got here the you that is real, or is there another reality going on within? All of these things are very, very important. And if I don't understand them, if I don't get them, then I'm not even living a half a life. If I don't know what I am, I don't know who I am. If I don't go through the meaning of my existence beyond my survival, and as you put it in your email, having fun, what is the purpose of living? I'm not talking about what is the reward. I'm talking about what is the purpose of living? Why do anything? And to me, it's very, very important to understand the nature of this lifetime and the meaning of my own existence on this earth. It is very, very important. So I can't, no fun, have fun. Enjoy the beauty of everything. Enjoy the sunrises and the sunsets and laugh and have a great time. But you've got to understand there's more to our life. The gravitas of understanding our life and the significance of it only makes for more fun in everything that we do. And this fun isn't the kind that's reckless. It's the kind that is grateful, just totally grateful. All fun in an authentic spiritual practice leads to gratitude, all of it. And if it isn't, then I'm not being authentic. I'm not seeing the bigger picture either. So there you are. I hope that helps you, Howard. I do. It's a great question. And I want to say from someone who's not having any fun at all because he's in a practice, I'm having fun with you, enjoying you, and bless you, and please forgive me. Namaste. The next question is from Ramsey. He does not tell me where he lives either. What to do if I don't like life as it is? What should I do? How do I change my life? It isn't about changing our life that is the question. It is about realizing our life, realizing the beauty of it. Most people don't really have the willingness or the capacity to feel love. We really don't. We think love is an object. It is something that we do. It's something that we get. It's something that we have, either for someone or not for someone. We think of love as emotional high, and it isn't. Love is the source of the universe. It is the energetic of everything. So to really be in love, well, what to do if you don't like your life as it is? Live it more deeply. Explore it. What is it in this love that you are missing? What is love at all? And if you don't think it's about love, then what could it be about? How do you patronize your days, your life, your mornings, your evenings, your living, your daily living? What does it mean to have significance in your life? You see, until I have any sense of significance about my life that is beyond the common reason and logic of Greg's persona, Greg's biology, Greg's genetics, I don't have anything. Most people are trying to rebel against their own life. They do. They try to rebel. They don't like what's happening. They think that life is what is occurring to them in their biology or in their physiology or in their physical world. But that's all an interpretation based on my psychology. And if I am a part of this society and I hold the same values as this society, I'm in a sick situation. I'm not really doing anything that is meaningful. I am just going about the motions of my living. I'm not really seeing the bigger picture of it at all. And so everything I am doing is just to get by or to amuse my ego, to further my ego. Who is this you that you call Ramsey? Ask yourself this question. Who is this Ramsey? Not the one that your mother and father named, not your body. Who is in there asking the question? Because if you get that, then your question is answered. All questions are answered. Who is in there? What have you attributed to the ideal or idea of you? Now, when you get into that and you can actually realize that, not think it, not make it up, not create a story, but really get into that, then you know the totality of yourself. You know the substance. You know the beingness of you. Then a beauty starts to flow out of you. A goodness will start to flow out of you. A presence will start to become obvious to you. That's up to you, whether or not you want to understand or even experience any of that. And to be truthful with you, most people simply don't. They don't care. It's party, party, party. That's all it's about. and avoiding whatever we've made of ourselves in the thought that we can have a good time until the lights go out. And then it's, if you're a YOLO, that's the end of that. So there you are. I hope that helps you. I don't know. It's a tough one to answer when you've already come to the conclusion of your life. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question comes from Zeke. And he does not tell me where he lives either. Nobody tells me where they live. I wonder why. What am I to do in my life, really? Tell me what to do, Zeke. Zeke, I am not here to tell you what to do. I am not that kind of teacher. I don't tell you what to do. I give you your options. I try to help people with their understanding a little bit, to show them there's this, this, and this. But let me answer your question, and it's really simple. If you truly want to know your life, if you truly want to know what it's all about, you must listen to life so you can recognize it. Most people want to see their life in proportion to their intellect, to their ego. Everything's in proportion to the human ego and intellect. So that's really all you can do for people. But for those of you who run a little deeper, go a little further, and you're not about sustaining a philosophy about your life, a belief about your life, a contention about your life, if you're not looking at the whole life situation from the point of view of what sustains the person you are and keeps it the same, if you're looking outside of that, you're looking for something that you can't think with your Zeke, but you know in the depths of you that goes beyond your Zeke, then you have some very important journey to go on. And it's more than a passport to a foreign country to enjoy yourself or have fun. It's about sustaining life itself. It's about the meaning of what it is to sustain and understand the depth of life as a meaningful occurrence within you. It's all happening within you. So if you really want to know what it is that makes up the state of your life, you're going to have to find the part that exists within you that can listen. Just listen quietly. Silence is the answer to everything. So if you can listen to your life in silence, just sit and listen. Listen to the sound of morning. Listen to the sound of evening. Listen, just listen to the things that normally you would not be able to hear. Normally you would ignore. Just listen. If you can listen to that with all of your heart and want nothing with all of your heart, and not interpret what you hear, just listen to what you hear, you will start to eventually see things differently. But to do all of this, you have to have patience, consistency, and there must be some sense of loving kindness in you. With all these things being taken into account, it is very difficult for most people to just listen. But that is my advice to you. Just listen. I hope that helps you. I do. Thank you for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there we are. Another weekend. I'm very grateful that you listened. If you ever have a question, you can reach me at Greg, GREG at aspireaspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening again. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.